Well, on Saturday, I don't know if you heard this, but on Saturday, the national record and the New York State record were broken for the largest pumpkin.
Holy cow.
And this happened right down the thruway.
Where?
It was this pumpkin weighed in at 2,554 pounds,
Holy
and it was
cow.
Grown by a local grower, Scott Andrews, from Williamsville.
Oh, Williamsville, toward
and
Buffalo.
And the pumpkin will be on display through October 16th at the Great Pumpkin Farm in Clarence, also outside of Buffalo.
Yeah.
But it broke the national record.
Jeez.
And the New York State record.
Does it look like a good pumpkin? Because sometimes you see them, they look gnarly, but they're big.
Yeah, exactly.
Did it look pretty?
I don't think big pumpkins ever look pretty.
Nah,
you know what I mean? They're always kind of lumpy and kind of flat on the one
and
side.
And they're not always like that nice orange color. They're kind of like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, am I rotting? Not really, but I'm so big, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't, yeah. All
right. Right. So native to North America, pumpkins are one of the oldest domesticated plants. The oldest evidence is...
Domesticated?
Yeah.
You mean to poop in the house?
Right. Yes, that's right.
Nice.
The oldest evidence is pumpkin fragments found in Mexico that were dated between 7,000 and 5,500 BC.
Wow.
Pumpkins are technically fruits.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they're technically fruits.
Yeah.
Members of the gourd family, which also includes cucumbers, honeydew melons, cantaloupe, watermelons, and zucchini.
Oh.
And they grow
on a family tree.
They grow on every continent except Antarctica.
Oh, sorry, Antarctica.
I don't think much grows on Antarctica.
No, I don't think so either.
So growing giant pumpkins emerged out of the North American agricultural tradition. The Smithsonian notes that improbably giant pumpkins trace themselves to Henry David Thoreau, who in 1857 grew a pumpkin weighing 123 pounds.
Not bad, Thoreau.
The first competition giant pumpkins were grown by a farmer from Ontario, Canada, whose first record was 365 pounds, which was measured at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair.
Hold my beer, says the guy from Williamsville.
Right?
Yeah.
Giant pumpkins are different species from the pumpkins used for jack-o'-lanterns or pumpkin pies.
Oh.
Giant pumpkins may expand by up to 50 pounds a day.
What the?
And seeds of prize-winning giant pumpkins are extremely valuable, with single seeds selling for up to $850.
What?
Yeah. That's
crazy. And what
crazy.
Do you do with the seeds? You put them in the oven.
You plant them.
You plant. Oh, of
I would think,
right?
And you want to win the, I don't know, win the prize next year? I don't know.
Of course, yeah. It's
despite
an investment.
Their enormous size, they are not generally eaten as they are not particularly tasty and may be actually inedible. So
what do we do?
They don't look like they would taste very good.
What do we do with them then? What do you do with them?
You just display them? I don't know.
That's it?
I guess.
That's what you do. 2,000-pound pumpkin, look at it.
Look at it. But maybe they use it for animals. Don't they feed it to like zoo animals? Aren't there, like, every Halloween, there's, like, videos that go viral of, like, elephants eating pumpkins and stuff?
Well, that's still not a very compelling reason to grow a 2,000-pound pumpkin to feed
Well, you
the
could
zebra.
Feed a lot of animals with that, probably.
Okay. You're right. You're
Anyways,
right. Anyways,
as one of the most popular crops in the United States, in 2017, over 1.5 billion pounds of pumpkins were produced. The top pumpkin-producing states include Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and California.
What about us?
We don't make the top five, I guess.
Whatever.
According to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, 95% of the U.S. crop intended for processing is grown in Illinois.
Jeez.
And 41% of the overall pumpkin crop for all uses originates in the state. That's more than five times the nearest competitor.
Wow.
So Illinois blows them all out of the water.
Running away with this thing, yeah.
So Libby's, which you are not familiar with the brand Libby's, but Libby's is the brand of canned pumpkin.
Oh.
They produce 85% of the processed pumpkin in the United States at their plant in Morton, Illinois, earning it the designation Pumpkin Capital of the World.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well
However,
deserved.
Canned pumpkin isn't actually pumpkin.
No?
Canned pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie fillings are usually made from varieties of winter squash different from the ones that we use to carve jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh.
Most pumpkin purees are a mix of winter squashes, including butternut squash, golden delicious, and Hubbard. You like a good Hubbard squash, I know.
What is? I don't know what you're talking about.
Libby.
I just thought there's squash. There's like all these kinds?
Yeah, there's different kinds. There's different kinds of squash. Yeah,
how did I make
I'll
it
take
to
you
down 45?
To the farm market down the street, and I'll show you all
You'll
the different
all
kinds
around?
Of squash.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate
so
that.
So Libby's actually developed its own unique brand of squash called the Dickinson, which is more closely related to a butternut squash than a pumpkin.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So the FDA is vague about what counts as pumpkin, which allows companies to pack unspecified squashes Perfect. Into their purees and still list pumpkin as the sole ingredient.
Thank you, FDA.
Yeah. The whole reason canned pumpkin isn't the field pumpkins that we use for jack-o'-lanterns
right.
is that they don't really taste good. Most pumpkins are watery and a little bit stringy, and turning them into puree takes more work and involves less reward than other sweeter winter squashes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a problem with that. That's fine.
So traditionally, Britain and Ireland would carve lanterns from vegetables, particularly the turnip, and that's where we get the idea of the jack-o'-lantern from.
Oh, the turnip.
If you're wondering the best time to carve your pumpkin for Halloween.
I was.
According to Real Simple, you should pick up your pumpkin within a week of when you plan to carve it.
Okay.
And 1 week to 3 days before October 31st is the ideal time frame to carve and display your jack-o'-lantern.
All right. So the 31st is Halloween. So then
a week to 3 days before is when you want to carve.
Let's see, 29th, because it's 2 days before. So wait, what?
1 week to 3 days.
Wait. Okay. Okay. Go on. I gotta write this down.
Yeah, so that's the ideal time frame to carve and display your jack-o'-lantern. Okay. Otherwise, you could risk having it be like rotten. And
yeah,
gross.
That's
so.
The worst. You go around on the Halloween, you see some people, they've clearly carved a little too soon.
A little
it's starting to rot.
Too quick.
Yeah.
Too
but,
excited.
You know, but Halloween is a scary, rotting kind of holiday.
Right, so sometimes, it makes them a little creepier.
Yeah, it does. You picked out a record to go along with pumpkins, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie by Jay and the Techniques.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Jay and the Techniques, and Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about pumpkins, since the New York State and the national record for the largest pumpkin was broken over the weekend out in Clarence.
Yeah, Durham, right, in Williamsville.
Williamsville is where the farmer's from, yeah.
Right, but it's on display in Clarence?
In Clarence, yeah.
Do you want to swing down the thruway, take a look at it? Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go!
All right, Illinois grows the most pumpkins in the U.S.
Pumpkins are technically fruits.
And canned pumpkin isn't actually pumpkin. It's usually a mix of different winter squashes.
There you go. Winter squashes. So. What's your favorite winter squash, Sarah?
I really like butternut.
Butternut.
That's
a good one.
Butternut's good. Butternut squash
That
soup.
Actually is the only squash that I know.
Acorn squash.
What other acorn squash? Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. Okay. By the
spaghetti.
Way, I looked up the spaghetti squash.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I've
heard of these things. Could you? How many squash? Let's see how many you can name.
I don't know.
Are you at the end
really.
Of your list?
Yeah.
That's three. That's what we're getting.
You didn't, more than you knew.
It's way more than I knew. Fruit, by the way, is fruit, because I looked up the definition of a fruit. A fruit is the seed-bearing structure in flowering plants that is formed. Oh, okay, well. All right, well then.
Now we're getting too scientific.
We are getting very scientific. Yep. And we don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's fine. Just trust us. It's a fruit.
We'll do. By the way, you said the giant pumpkin can grow as much as 50 pounds in a day.
Yes.
You must be able to look at it and see it growing.
Right? Every day.
Jeez. And then I mapped out the perfect time to buy, carve, and display your pumpkin for Halloween. Best time to buy it is October 23rd. Best time to carve it is October 27th. And then, of course, the 31st. We have no say. That's just when the holiday is. Folks want to learn more about pumpkins, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Back tomorrow with a fresh episode.
Absolutely.
We'll learn more from you, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We got traffic on the way with Ed Smith, the forecast from meteorologist Josh Nichols, and more as we inch toward 5 o'clock and the legendary drive at 5.